Click kaya959.co.za. This is how
we do it. To download the Point of View podcast.
Now, you may have seen that the Minister of Transport, Barbara Creasy, on Tuesday already announced five specific interventions to safeguard the integrity of the Road Accident Fund. Obviously, that's after dissolving that board. On the line with us is the chairperson of the Portfolio Committee on Transport, Donald Silamulela. Thank you so much for making time for us. A very good evening to you.
Good evening, Pamela, and good evening to our listeners at the home of Kaya.
Your reaction to the minister's action of dissolving the board?
Pamela and our people of South Africa, we welcome the decision of the minister for dissolving the board with two hands. We appreciate the intervention thereof, precisely because it has been our conviction that there is no board. The total collapse of the governance structure at the Road Accident Fund.
It was quite clear, even with your own engagements within your portfolio committee, when you interacted with the board itself, you raised a few issues. But it seemed to have taken quite some time to get to this point. Could you maybe just, you know, explain to us what other action did you have in mind? I know Scopa had decided to go and investigate the matter. What was your own, decisions going forward? What were you going to do about the Road Accident Fund?
Look, we on our oversight responsibility, we would have met Road Accident Fund three times already since we took the responsibility of oversight for this entity.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, the first interaction would have been introduction. The second one would have been during the oversight engagement, where we would have wanted to get to understand. There's always been complaints around why certain things are not happening. Like, for instance, the people of South Africa, victims of road accidents, would always complain that they are not being paid and so forth. But also our counter colleagues in what we call the Standing Committee on Public Accounts would also be raising other issues relating to finances that they were complaining about. But from our side, first engagement, there seemed to be unity, proper functionality between the board and the executive. Of course, notwithstanding the concerns that we're having about this or that issue, which are not going very well, we're worried, especially around payments of beneficiaries. Second engagement with them, things started going the other way. But the last and third engagement, the third and fourth engagement, of which the fourth engagement was a sequel to the third engagement, that's when they said they'll put the CEO on a special leave. When they engaged with us, they now said it's not a special leave, it's actually a suspension. Then it was at this point that we reached a peak of starting to see that indeed we're correct, that certain things are not going well with this board in particular. And it became glaring in our engagement with them that they were differing amongst each other in front of us and in front of South Africans, who were looking so much forward to that engagement, because that engagement happens at the backdrop of their beneficiaries having challenges of non-payment and so forth. So it came at the right time, but it also exposed indeed that the governance structure has totally collapsed. We implored on the minister and had asked us, minister, hard questions, to say, Honorable Minister, you are sitting here with a board which can come in the view of South African differ amongst each other, which can explain the difference between suspension and leave of absence, and the policies, what their policies say about leave of absence, about suspension and so forth. So it became clear that we don't have a board.
So have you engaged the minister on her recommendations and her intervention strategies?
We did get a line chat with the minister upon learning that indeed she had finally disbanded the board. And then just to implore on her for two things. One is that, as you know now, Pamela, that the board had suspended the CEO, so you don't have a CEO in that board.
Mm-hmm.
Now, secondly, now you don't have a governance structure. It means, in a layman's language, it's house to let.
We're in trouble,
We were in trouble, it's house to let. So we implored on the minister that quickly get tenants. Ensure that the house has tenants, because the house will dilapidate even more if there are no tenants. Therefore, we're imploring on her to indeed, as speedily as possible, ensure that this close up, especially at the level of governance, because then the governance can be able to then make some makeshift in terms of what must happen administratively. But where the landlord is not there and the tenants have also abandoned the house, it will become a problem for the house. So that's why we've implored on the minister to quickly move on speed and ensure that there is a governance structure there.
How soon will this be happening?
Look, I can't preempt. It's a purview or a terrain, a province of the.
No promises to you guys. She yeah. didn't give you, make you any promises.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I would have acted in what those who know English would say is an ultra virus. I would have gone to the scope, which is not within my terrain. But I can assure you that we have really, really implored on her that move as speedily as possible, because the more you have that type of a situation where the house is to let, you are likely to even have the situation deteriorating to the extent that the recovery will be very costly.
Yeah. Chairperson of the Portfolio Committee on Transport, Donald Silamolela, thank you so much for making time for us, and I really appreciate you talking to us this evening. Thank you. And we'll obviously, you know, be watching, and we'll probably speak to you very soon once this maybe the board
Definitely.
Is instituted and things are starting to look up. So thank you so much for your
Definitely.
Time.
Definitely, Pamela will be always available for you and for our people.
Thank you very much for your time.
Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.